The dollar collapse is closer than you think. In fact, it could happen literally overnight. The dollar could be nearly worthless, abandoned by most of the countries around the world. With bank bail-ins in the United States, the freezing of people's deposits, and the freezing of transactions. And I've interviewed many different people on this subject, different experts. They have different predictions. Some say that this could happen within weeks, others years, and everything in between. It's anybody's guess. We don't know how long they can keep kicking the can down the road. But here's what we do know. It's very clear that Russia is not in any big hurry to try to engage NATO or US forces in Europe. It's also clear that Iran is not in a hurry, nor is Hezbollah or even Turkey. They're not in a hurry to engage Israel and then earn the wrath of the United States carrier strike force groups with all the bombs and cruise missiles and everything that that brings. And you know why they're not in a hurry? One of the big reasons is because all of these countries know that the U.S. empire is near collapse anyway. And they're thinking, why bother fighting the U.S. when all you have to do is sit back and wait a little longer and the U.S., it destroys itself. Right now, the United States of America is paying $1 trillion a year in interest on the debt. $1 trillion a year. Now, I mean, clearly, that's insane. And yet, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury are printing more and more currency, trillions of dollars every few months at this point, adding to the national debt and adding to the interest burden on the debt. And at this pace, I mean, right now we're at $33 trillion in debt, but at this pace, the current pace of money printing and paying interest on the debt, we're going to be at $41 trillion within 1 year. $41 trillion in debt. And then it won't be long before another year and we'll be at $50 trillion in debt, if not more. And obviously this ends. This probably ends before we ever hit $50 trillion in debt. I mean, we are approaching the end game here. The final chapter of the dollar. It is going to happen very soon. And when it does, it's not just that everybody's account deposits in dollars in U.S. banks. Like, it's not just that's going to vanish or, you know, essentially become unusable. Either it becomes worthless or you just can't have access to it because of the bank bail-ins. It's not just that. It's that all the checks that people are living on also become worthless. I'm talking about Social Security checks. I'm talking about pension checks. I mean, many of you listening to this, you no doubt depend at least partially on those kinds of checks. Pension, maybe even, you know, Medicare, maybe Social Security, maybe a disability check from the government. You know, these checks, these entitlements are also going to zero. And I mean zero in value. I don't mean zero in the numbers. They will still send out the checks. You know, you'll still get the check. You'll still have what you are, quote, owed. You know, if you're collecting $3,000 a month in Social Security right now, yeah, you'll still get $3,000 a month. But the $3,000 will be worthless. It'll be pointless. It'll be a joke. It'll, you know, oh, this can buy a cup of coffee? You know, what is this? That's what's about to happen. We have entered the doom cycle. And yet, to my incredible astonishment, gold and silver are still suppressed in price. And the only reason that that is the case is because not enough mainstream people have yet awakened to the reality of what is happening. And that means there's actually sort of a sneaky advantage that's present for those who know what's happening. And that advantage is to be able to get gold and silver on the cheap when the prices are suppressed. When gold and silver prices haven't yet fully calculated in the collapse of the dollar. Because, you know, institutional investors out there are still buying treasuries. They're still investing in the dollar. They think that's good. You know, the banks are still buying treasuries. or holding treasuries that they previously bought. When the masses wake up and realize that the game is up, the con has run its course, gold and silver will be, as Steve Quayle says, unobtainium. Unobtainium at any price. There will be no supply. Because the people who have it won't want to sell it. Why would you? At any price, right? Because it's not worth trading in physical metal that has value with pointless, valueless currency that is going to lose value every single day because of all the money printing. I mean, Weimar Germany is actually a model of where this is going, except this is on a much, much larger scale by orders of magnitude. The financial collapse of the West is nearly upon us. And this will take out, you know, London, the city of London, the London banking system. This is going to take out the financial systems of Japan. The Bank of Japan is already struggling, and it has been for years. It'll be done. The US, Canada, you know, United Kingdom, Germany. Germany's done. Its economy is finished. France is in a little bit better shape, but still not looking that great. Folks, this is going to take down all of Western civilization in terms of its banks, its currencies, its pensions, and so on. And in preparation for this, the globalists have kept the borders wide open so that there would be a mass occupation of these Western nations, i.e. the United States and Western Europe and so on, and also even Australia, you name it, Canada. So that occupation would be in place as the collapse happens. When the collapse happens, all bets are off. There will be no functioning law enforcement in most places. There won't even be a functioning power grid in many places. There will be no functioning banks. You know, the food supply chains will collapse, energy supply chains, and so on. You're going to have chaos. And in that chaos, you're going to see extremist groups that hate America, groups that hate Christians, groups that hate white people, groups that just, they want to come in and occupy and take over. And you can imagine who some of those groups are, and they're just going to go on a full-blown purge. Door-to-door mass killings. They're just going to take people's homes and kill the people who used to live there. Oh, it's our home now. Guess what? They're just going to ransack the banks, the pharmacies, the grocery stores, armed squads of these groups. And the average American who is completely unprepared is just going to sit there and get slaughtered because they have no idea what's going on or how to defend themselves. No clue whatsoever. You know, right now in Gaza, by the way, it's been about 30 days of Israeli bombardment, and the people of Gaza have run out of food, and of course, their water systems are not working. They've run out of fuel for their generators. This siege warfare, it's a reminder for all of us, even who don't live in Gaza. Can you survive 30 days without food or water? Can you? I mean, it's a good time to double check your planning. I know many of you can survive a year, maybe even longer, and that's smart. A lot of people can't survive 30 days. Some people can't make it a week. And most people have no solution for water. If they don't have a working water system, they're screwed. They don't even own a water filter. You can imagine what the U.S. cities are going to break down into in terms of total chaos. It's going to be chaos at a level that we've never seen in the history of this nation. Not even in the Civil War. Not even in the Revolutionary War. This is going to be chaos that is, you know, American on American violence. As the culture has broken down, lawfulness has collapsed, law enforcement has been defunded, but the culture, the morality, the ethics have all been abandoned, and we now live among, frankly, many savages. The criminal element, the criminal gangs, the drug abusers, and in some cases, the violent addicts, they are savages. They live among us, and there's nothing they won't do to try to stay alive. And as much as I am a humanitarian, meaning I don't want to see anybody suffer, I don't want to see anyone die, I also recognize that only those who are capable of self-defense are going to make it through what's coming. This is going to be the most trying time in our history. And almost no one is ready for it. Almost no one. I mean, just look around society today. Are people prepared for what's coming? No. Mostly they're just living paycheck to paycheck. Still, you know, watching sports or daytime television, going on, you know, vacations or what have you. They're not paying attention to what's about to happen. And when it does happen, it'll take most people by surprise. And it will be devastating to our society. Just the freezing of the banks will result in mass chaos, people in the streets. And that's exactly what the planners want for America. They want chaos. I mean, think about it. Think about how brilliant this evil plan has been. They got America to send all of its ammunition and weapons to Ukraine to the point where the National Guard in the United States is largely depleted of ammo and weapons, including anti-tank weapons, artillery rounds, you name it. The U.S. has been gutted. The border has been left wide open so that invading, occupying forces could come in, mostly military-aged males, could come in while the American people are increasingly disarmed by the gun control pushers. And drugs are allowed onto the streets that turn people into zombies. And the money printing machine continues to go insane, which means that the value of the dollar will collapse. I mean, these factors all together, what do they spell? They spell apocalypse. I mean, catastrophe and disaster and, you know, social unrest, riots, mobs. That's what's coming. And every single one of us needs to be prepared for exactly that. Now, in terms of the Middle East, by the way, what does this mean for Israel? It means Israel will be overrun by Arab nations. It means Israel will lose the support of the United States as the U.S. dollar collapses. And whenever that happens, whether you think it's months, weeks, or years away, when it happens, Israel will be on its own. The U.S. is the only thing keeping Israel alive. You probably are aware of that. Israel is certainly aware of that. Without the U.S. Navy there, Israel would already have been wiped out. And that day is coming. Israel will be overrun. And in Ukraine, same thing. Ukraine has lost the war. Zelensky is in panic mode. There will probably be a military coup in Ukraine where Zelensky is assassinated or arrested by his own military leaders. That is almost certainly what is about to happen. I mean, Ukraine is beyond desperate at this point. They've run out of money, they've run out of men, they've run out of weapons, it's over. Russia's just going to sit back and wait for that to happen, and then Russia will be able to dictate the terms of Ukraine's surrender. That's what's coming. And Russia will take probably most of the eastern half of Ukraine, and Ukraine, whatever new government comes in, will be forced to sign something that says we will never join NATO and we will never host, you know, missiles of NATO, something like that. I mean, that day is coming as well. So the U.S. is facing total defeat in Ukraine, U.S. and NATO. The U.S. will face total defeat in the Middle East when the dollar collapses. And as all of this is happening, most of the other nations of the world, including what's called the Global South, are turning away from the dollar. They're embracing the BRICS system, which I now understand is supposed to start going live next summer, the summer of 2024. BRICS starts to go live. The dollar, if it hasn't already collapsed by then, it's just a countdown timer. Once the nations of the world embrace BRICS, the dollar's days are over. So, look, the American people, They may have a year. They might have a year and a half. I don't know. They might have 2 months. We don't know. But they don't have long. So I would say prepare accordingly. You know, gold and silver are always an important option. crypto is doing very well lately. Bitcoin has just been surging, in fact, and Monero is surging in value, which is the privacy currency. There's also Firo that's about to announce some major new advancements in privacy crypto. There's Land and so on. If you're looking at gold and silver, I will plug my sponsor in that space, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And one of the most popular items that people are getting right now is what's called junk silver. You can get a bag of junk silver, which consists of coins that are about 90% silver content. And they're U.S. minted coins, you know, they're basically pre-1965 quarters, dimes, nickels, and some half dollars and so on. A lot of people love those because they're very easy to use in commerce, in local barter. And they're all recognizable coins because they've been printed by a U.S. Mint. Everybody in America is familiar with what quarters look like and so on. So dimes are really, you know, highly desirable. So check that out. You could also get 1 ounce silver rounds. You can get gold. You can get bars. But I would stick with coins. And you can also do vaulted services with them if you want them to hold on to your gold and silver for whatever reason. Maybe you're moving or something, or you don't have a secure way to store it. Contact them anyway at metalswithmike.com, and you can check out their pricing, check out their services. You can check out what they have available. It's very, very, it's solid. It's competitive. It's trustworthy. It's ethical, and they're very professional. So check that out. In the meantime, think about what else you can do to get prepared. You know, how can you get more fiat currency out of the system and into things that will hold value? Maybe you can invest in a local business. Maybe you need to upgrade a piece of equipment in your own home or something. You know, maybe you need a diesel vehicle. Maybe you need to buy a generator. That'll be like worth its weight in silver one day, you know? Maybe you need to invest in diesel storage. Lots of things, or food storage, right? A lot of things that make more sense than holding currency. Currency is about to become worthless, but the things that currency can buy will become priceless. So remember that, and thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com, and again, check out our sponsor, metalswithmike.com. Take care. If you'd like to support your own health and longevity while also supporting this platform, check out the products we have back in stock now at healthrangerstore.com. We've got super anthocyanins, which is it's an incredible combination of aronia berries, and it's got blueberries. And you know how the dark purple pigments in plants, these have special properties. And that they're called anthocyanins. And you can find them in things like purple carrots or eggplant or purple corn. Well, we've captured those anthocyanins and put them in this format. It's a delicious way to add these very potent nutrients to any smoothie or recipe. And yes, they're very, very purple. So that's available now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have Greens Plus Superfood. You see on top there, that contains spirulina and various organic grass juices as well. Of course, all in powdered form. If you want to add greens to your diet in a convenient format, this is an easy way to do it. It goes into smoothies. You could use it in some recipes as well, but I think smoothies are the easier place to use it. As with all the products that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, these are also subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing, which includes heavy metals testing, lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic. And it also includes E. coli and salmonella testing. That's in our microbiology lab, as well as glyphosate testing. That's on our triple quad mass spec that does herbicide analysis. And of course, soon we're adding dioxin testing to this as well. So you can trust that these are clean, laboratory tested, certified organic products that are honestly labeled and honestly priced while offering tremendous nutritional value that can help support and enhance your good health. At the same time, you're benefiting this platform and keeping us on the air so we can continue to bring you uncensored interviews, podcasts, and content that helps enrich and enhance the lives of millions of people all over the world. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore.com.